something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
It's time
to catch a cheater.
Only on The Jubal Show.
Fiona is on the phone for To Catch a Cheater today. She's been with her husband Travis for 7 years, but now she thinks something might be going on. So hopefully we can help you find out that he's not cheating, but or find out that he is, but at least get you some answers. Fiona, what's going on? Like, tell us about your situation with Travis.
This is crazy. Travis and I have been together for 7 years, and it hasn't been perfect the whole 7 years. We had some like financial troubles, you know, new marriage, you work through stuff. But for the last few years, it's been really, really good. And we've really been just so connected. My boutique business is just really taken off in the city. And Travis just got a new job that he loves and it pays more. So we've been able to start like really saving and building towards our future together.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's not just the money. Like, he's doing something he loves now. Like, he's a film director, and he's only ever done, like, tiny commercials or, you know, boring, like, a music video here and there, maybe, but mostly boring stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and a couple, like, really bad movies, like, bad, low budget. But recently he got a gig where he's working for an indie film company, one he's always dreamt of working for, never thought he could, and, he's doing a really good job there. They're paying him really well, and he's actually living his dream, and he's happy.
That sounds great.
That's great, yeah.
Like, to paint a picture for you, like, Travis, he's, like, a lovable, goofy, silly guy. Like, he's lighthearted. He's the one making me laugh when I get stressed about business or just life if I get too uptight. But he's also kind of a, you know, he's gullible.
Okay.
So sometimes, like, he winds up saying yes too much or trusting people at what they say at face value. Like, oh, they're telling the truth because everybody tells the truth is what he says.
That's cute. So,
but it also makes me worry for him because he gets himself in these situations where he's, like, taking the fall for other people or doing their job because he can't say no. He just says yes if somebody asks for something.
Okay.
So I'm kind of wondering if, like, if this is one of those situations, if what's going on right now is something where he's gotten, like, pushed into a corner or something.
Forced to cheating on you or what?
Let me back up just a little. I'm super, super close with my grandma. We talk every day, if not twice a day. She was downtown the other day and she was going shopping and she said she saw Travis in a luxury car with another woman.
Oh.
And my grandma's words, not mine, she said he was in the car with a Babylon and they were laughing and joking and Travis was all smiles. They were at a red light and she saw the woman reach down, like, out of view and reach down.
Okay.
And then the light turns green, they take off, laughing in this luxury car. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? you know?
Did you ask him about this?
No, I'm still trying to, I'm like really upset and I don't want to say something stupid and be wrong, or I've never accused him in our whole marriage of anything other than like not taking the trash out. But I'm like trying to understand, first off, who is this woman?
Mm-hmm.
And second off, like, cause he's an honorable guy, but what's up with the car? Cause him and I both drive boxes and we promised we were going to drive them until like they die.
Uh-huh.
Is he moving on since he's been moving up in the company? Is he living a second life now?
So many questions.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I was thinking was you guys could call and say you're calling from the production company he's been working for.
Okay.
And he's been working a lot of hours and that you want to, you know, give him roses as a thank you for his hard work and dedication.
Oh, to send to somebody?
Worker. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that. See if he believes us and then see if he sends them to you or to somebody else. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds, I mean, I'm scared, but yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll help you out. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if we can figure this out for you with To Catch a Cheater next.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Right in the middle of To Catch a Cheater, if you're just joining us, Fiona is on the phone and she thinks that her husband of 7 years named Travis might be cheating on her. So we're about to call him and see if we can catch him. But first, Fiona, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
My grandma saw him downtown the other day in a luxury car with, in her words, a and he was in the car with another woman laughing, and she said she saw them, like, her reach down by his body. So, like, maybe touching him. And I want you guys to call, say you're calling from his production studio that he works for, and that you have roses he can send to someone. And I want to see if he's sending them to his wife or to this woman, mystery woman.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, is this Travis?
Who's calling?
My name's Chorble. I'm calling from Productions. We haven't met yet, but you've been working a ton of hours.
I'm a director, so my hours are insane.
Well, you've been crushing it, and we want to say thank you.
Okay. sounds good.
We know that you're busy and you probably don't get time to see people and stuff, so we actually wanted to give you some flowers that you could send to somebody. Just a dozen long stem roses just to send to somebody just for being you and working so hard.
What is going on? Stop this. You playing with me. I don't know anything about... Really? A dozen roses?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for working so hard. So I can get these sent out. I will need to get some info from you in a second. Do you want us to like put a card and stuff with it too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool.
In fact, do me a favor, do this. Let's do that because, I'm actually have a surprise for my wife, but on the card put, I have a surprise for you. Call me when you get this. Love you.
All right. And hey, just, you know, guy to guy, look, I know, we're in the same industry. You probably got a lot of ladies out there, huh?
I ain't got time for that.
Yeah, right. You can be honest with me.
I am being honest, my man. I'm slammed.
You sure about that?
Yeah, man. Why? What's up?
Oh, because this is actually Jubal from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. We do a segment where we try to see if people are cheating, and your wife Fiona is actually on the phone.
Yeah. Surprise.
What? What are you talking about?
Hey, Travis. My grandma saw you the other day driving around downtown in a hot car with apparently a hot woman, and she was reaching down in the car for something. What's that about?
What? Okay. Look, okay. I don't know what's going on here, but, babe, what's going on? I don't know what's going on here, but okay, I guess you're going to just ruin the surprise here.
Your wife's grandma saw you out with another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Who is she?
What?
Like, you had time for that.
Are you kidding me? You talking about Nana? Really? That blind old lady? You're killing me here, but first of all right.
Did she see you?
And I'm just... You're just going to ruin the surprise on national radio. That's fantastic. That was your best friend, Megan. All right. You've she's seen a million times. She was letting me test drive a new car. Actually, your car.
What?
And not only that. Yeah, that's right. Last time Megan came over, you know, I just let her know, keep this a secret. I was getting you a new car, babe. Right?
What?
That's the reasoning behind it. So I don't know what was going on. Last time we were over, we were checking out the car, making sure everything was good, you know, the front and the back seat. So unless that's what your grandma was seeing, ain't nothing going on. I got you a new car. That's what's going on.
And
I just... Yeah, babe, I just wanted to say thank you. You know, these last years have been like super rough. You know, I know how hard things were going. You know, you were taking care of me, supporting me financially. And now that, you know, I got this job, I'm so excited and everything's going real well. And we both deserve things and you deserve a new car. So Megan was helping me choose your car and we were test driving it. That's it. Ain't nothing going on.
Oh my God. I feel so stupid. Oh my God, Travis. I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I knew you wouldn't cheat, but at the same time, you got to see like my point of view. Like you're in a hot car with a hot woman and my grandma got me kind of riled up.
Babe, I've never given you a reason for anything like that. You know what I mean? No, this is you and me. You know, know, leave it to your grandmother and cause problems somehow. You know what I mean?
I mean, a new car. I need a new car. I mean, I want to see it. Like, oh, I don't
know. Yeah, where's the car?
I'm so happy right now.
I'm just trying to follow you.
Yeah.
When you get on home, it's going to be parked in the driveway. And I'm going to, man, you know what? Like, I'm a little upset because the whole surprise got ruined.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry. Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't feel like you did. Your grandma did see him with a woman, so.
Yeah.
You have grounds for being a little frustrated there. Good thing it was a happy ending, though.
Yeah. Like, my mind's blown. I'm speechless, Travis. Like, I love you. Like, thank you. You're so sweet. Oh, my God.
Congratulations on the new car.
Yeah.
Thank you. I mean, I want to see it now. I wish I was home now. Oh, my God. I feel so stupid for ever doubting you.
You know I love you. And I know we've been through a lot, and so I wanted to do this for you, and I really hope you love it, and I really, you know, I love you, you know, just want to let you know.
I love you.
It's probably the happiest to catch a cheater ever.
And I get a car.
There you go.
The Jubal Show's To Catch a Cheater.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.